and they have been determined and considered other statutes and other factors with it and overruled the shall. I'm aware of that in other statutes. But going back to the first statement.
What do you want?
I'd like to talk to Kane County when we can. For this year, sometimes statutes need to be changed to get with the times. We often have to do that. But for this year, under what we're dealing with, make the motion that we go with the Branson Tri-Lakes News for the publication of the tax sale in August.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
I just want to point out, and I just had a question, and I agree with everything you said. The statute that was given to us regarding it was in 493.050.
They gave two.
And then the statute that he just quoted was 140.170. And the statute he just gave is pretty clear, and no other bids, or is this one, two bids could be. So I just didn't know if that.
In our opinion, they both.
Both are quoted.
And they were both in the court case. 140.170 and
490. And the 493.050.
4050.
But that goes to your point of they need to clean up.
Yes, absolutely. We find that often, that statutes are written and many things have changed since then. But my motion is to go with them. Branson, Tri-Lakes News.
All right, we...
And you seconded it, didn't you?
Yeah, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is there any provisions in that bid that allow us to negotiate the price down?
I think that would be up to the Branson Tri-Lakes News to be a good neighbor for the citizens of Kane County. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Present personal property paid abatement number 300297. As you can see in the documentation, the taxpayer never owned a fourplex, so we'd like to get a refund abatement for that.
Just out of curiosity, how did it get attached to his, you know? Go ahead and label this Exhibit A with today's date of May 6th, 2019. You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated May 6th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, First Supplemental Agreement to Airport Agreement Number 19057, AIR. And then there's... Well, that's wrong. Yes, yes. Then there's a form of contract agreement and contract documents, number 19056 AIR, and then aviation project consultant supplemental agreement number 2, construction services.
One of them is lowering the price. One of them's doing the full amount. One of them is a extension of what Garver is going to be providing. Great. And one of them is a bond to protect us.
Oh, that's in the construction contract.
Yeah, but that's what they all are. Do you guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Did they get that one correction on
which one?
Contract where it says the county, it did have. She was working. No, it'd be in the actual agreement.
Here's the actual
agreement. I just took the first page and noticed it had city of Taney County, and I said it needs to change county of Taney County, and she was working on getting it changed this morning. So if she got changed, we're fine. If not, we have to do it as it's
okay. County of Taney. Okay. So which one do you want?
Just the first one. The Missouri Highway Transportation Commission. First
supplemental. There you go.
Move to approve the first supplemental agreement to airport aid agreement by and between the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did you have anything you want to say about these?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, question about this.
This is I'm lost.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Form a contract agreement and contract documents.
Move to approve the form of contract agreement by and between Emory Sampson Sons and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You know, with that, I'm going to go ahead and state the performance bond and payment bond as well as a separate motion. Is that right?
Yeah.
Move to approve the performance bond and payment bond by Emory Sapp and Sons in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm assuming that would be the contract documents that was behind the...
Sorry.
It was behind the contract agreement, and so I didn't list it in that. That's why I went ahead and make a second motion with the contract agreements.
Okay.
Move to approve the aviation project consultant supplemental agreement number 2 run between Garver LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Motion carries. Construction contract change order number 18119 AIR.
This is the one I like because it lowers it.
We lowered the price
$12,000. See? Move to approve the construction contract change order identified as number 1 dated and as presented today.
Second discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Is that number one?
Yeah, it says it up on top right.
It does.
It says change order.
That is change it. Order.
It says change order. That's what I was looking for.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Is that all?
Okay. Thank you.
How's the work going?
It's going to start tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Or June. The work?
Yeah.
This work?
Yeah, I thought they had started.
No. They did some of the preliminary study, I think, didn't they? Didn't Barbara come out and do some?
They've done all the design.
Yeah, the design stuff, but the actual
engineering stuff. The actual construction will start hopefully June.
Okay.
Notice of renewal for guardrails, number 19-055-RB. I have a letter dated May 2nd, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and it approves the notice as to form.
Let's approve the notice renewal agreement for guardrail highway safety solutions in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Man, I'm about to fell out of this thing. Intergovernmental agreement for animal control. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I skipped. Cooperative Agreement and Permanent Easement, number 19-050, Rosenbury, RB. This is the one with the Cooperative Agreement and Access Easement with the Crocketts.
Samuel Melissa Crockett, is that corner?
Oh, right there by the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Van Branson.
Yes, okay. Yes. I have a letter dated May 4th. 2019.
Yeah, no, I
do. From our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
Wasn't there one thing where we needed to do one but not the other until it was done, or do you want to do a contingent upon?
Yeah, just give them access easement, permanent access easement to go use that.
Once it's done, then we can execute and record the easement. That's what I was looking at. Do you want to do the, I guess that's my question, do you want to do the cooperative agreement? And then based on that, then do the access easement, or do you want to do them both now?
I kind of like the language on the draft, cooperative easement and access easement, do them together. Do you see the reason we can't bind between Mr. and Ms. Crockett?
Fourth paragraph down.
I didn't catch what you said.
Do you have that?
Oh, I don't have that.
What's in the fourth? Okay. What's it?
Well, do we just need to do the cooperative agreement then? Or approve them both on that condition?
Yeah, that's what